Tonight, but the Republic of Ireland went down to a defeat against Wales by 1-0, a result that basically relegates Ireland into the third seed for the European Championships. But the bigger question basically has to be the awful slump in form that the Republic of Ireland have gone into since that defeat by Denmark at the World Cup qualifier. The home results for the Republic of Ireland just have not improved at all. There have been changes in the squad, of course, and Martin O'Neill has been left with the job of rebuilding the team at the time when the question was whether Martin O'Neill would stay on as manager or perhaps the FAI would look for a new manager. The issue was reflected upon, of course, by the current manager, Martin O'Neill himself, whether he would return, and also was reflected on by the FAI. In the end, it was decided that Martin O'Neill would stay on with Roy Keane as his assistant manager. And at that period, of course, people would in the main have supported the decision. He has been left with a very difficult task, of course, with the squad he has to use. Because, of course, there's no question or doubt about it that with the players he's lost since the World Cup qualifying groups, that it's been a very, very difficult task. But I have followed Ireland's games over the last few years. And really, I have to say that in the last couple of games, I've come to question whether Martin O'Neill should continue as manager of the Republic of Ireland. My own personal opinion is that basically there should be a new manager brought in for the European Championships. And I really do feel that the Republic of Ireland need a new manager brought in immediately. Of course, it's going to mean a big payoff. It's going to mean quite a lot of money being spent by the FAI on releasing the current manager from the contract. But what has been produced in the last 4 days between Saturday and today, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, just has shown me that I could have no confidence at all with the continuation of Martin O'Neill as manager of the Republic of Ireland. It's just the team seems clueless in what they're doing, where they're playing, what way to play. On Saturday night, I watched the Republic of Ireland play Denmark. The first half, the first 45 minutes, was perhaps one of the worst productions of football that I've seen at any game. I'm including League of Ireland football as well. It was absolutely dreadful. The second half wasn't much better until the last 15 minutes when the manager did make a few changes and the Republic of Ireland did threaten. Tonight was a much more livelier game, but Wales in the end did nick it with a very good chance and an effort and scored. The Republic did have their chances too and perhaps were a bit unfortunate to come away with a defeat. But in the overall context of things, the mistakes and a glaring need to change things in the team were seen on the pitch tonight. Players being played out of position, Shane Long being brought on as a centre forward, but having a goal scoring record of only 2 goals in 64 matches, made absolutely no sense to me when a man that's shown himself to be a proven goal scorer, a man that I believe could be possibly one of the best goal scorers to play for the Republic of Ireland, Shawnee Maguire, now playing with Preston, but left in a situation on the bench and only brought on after the Republic of Ireland went 1-0 down. Indeed, another centre-forward was brought on then again. He went for 3 centre-forwards. Initially, that's not what happened. But these young players that are in the Irish squad at the moment do have the talent, do have the skill to get Ireland out of the mess that they're in. People say the panel is weak. I don't believe so. I think the players are there. But But I don't think they're getting the right direction, the right instruction. I think, for example, when teams have been picked, the manager is just picking the teams just with about an hour maybe to go and told what role or what position that they're going to be playing in, rather than being told maybe the day before or maybe the day before that again, so that it could be used in a training and so that they would know their roles. I just feel at this stage, and I've been involved in covering League of Ireland football for many years, and I've seen when it comes to a stage when a manager in charge of a team, when it, that role for a manager has run its course. And unfortunately for Martin O'Neill, it really does, to me, look as if that has run its course. And if the FAI continue to proceed with this manager, I can see Ireland running into serious difficulties. I think a change in the managership should be brought about now rather than later. And to give the manager, he's only got a couple of months to bed in before the championships in the European qualifiers start. Ireland will have to play in the third seed position, but that's something they've been used to before in the World Cup qualifiers. They had to do that too, and yet they could have won the group. But the question tonight that was posed by a journalist at the press conference tonight in relation to what did he think the FAI or fans would be thinking, in other words, what was Martin O'Neill, what was his feeling about his future as manager of the Republic of Ireland? He got a short answer, a very short answer, and was basically told that that journalist was asking the same question over the last 4 years. That's not good enough. The reporter was asking the question. He was there as a representative of the people and of the fans. He got a short shrift answer from the manager. This man is getting over €1 million a year, and the journalists have a right to ask questions as to his tactics and as to the way he's playing his football. So the time has come, I believe, for the FAI to take stock of what's happening, or else they're going to be playing over the next couple of years the Republic of Ireland in a half-empty stadium. Tonight, the official figure of attendance was given as 37,000. I believe the attendance was lower than that. And remember, too, that free tickets were given out to many, many schools to draw crowds in to that game tonight. It's just not good enough what's going on at the moment within the Republic of Ireland. Martin O'Neill has been a very good manager. I don't like criticising people, but I know when it's time for managers or when it's time they've run their course. And I've seen it in League of Ireland football over the years. And my instinct is, it is time for a new manager. And although that is going to be a difficult job, the FAI have got to move. They've got to move now. John Delaney celebrated his 51st birthday today. But it mustn't have been a very happy birthday for John when he saw what he saw tonight. They've got to make a decision on what they're going to do. And that decision is going to have to be made fast. My advice to them is to get a new manager and get a manager in very, very quickly. Have a good night.